Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang joins to comment on a report from Washington in these last days. The U.S. may no longer enjoy a numerical advantage against China in certain elements of its intercontinental ballistic missile program, says Defense News. According to Strategic Command, STRATCOM recently sent a classified determination to Congress pursuant to a clause in the fiscal 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, which requires congressional notification if China overtakes the U.S. in at least one of three components regarding the ICBM stockpile. This is very detailed and technical language, so we go immediately to our colleague Peter Husey of the Hudson Institute, a senior fellow. The views here are his own. And Peter, I need help with translating this. If is a big if China overtakes the U.S. in at least one of three components regarding its ICBM stockpile, what does this all add up to? Are we surprised? Is this logical, Peter? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening, Gordon. The narrative about China's nuclear force has been for decades that they only have a couple hundred at most and aren't going to increase it because they don't have the fissile material. They have a very minimal deterrent strategy, no first use. They don't engage in arms races. And this blows that completely wide open, the Pentagon report. The part you reference is, do they have more launchers, which are silos? Do they have more missiles that they put in the silos? And what kind of warheads have they put on top of the missiles? One of those categories, they now exceed the United States. And that is the news as what are they going to do with this new buildup? And number two, what are we going to do, if anything, to counter it? Because we've always assumed, well, we can deter the Russians that have a couple thousand nuclear weapons deployed. China's a kind of secondary problem. We'll do them both at the same time. As Admiral Richard has said, that no longer applies.
So one of three categories, and the category that is now reported to exceed the U.S. is what, Peter? What is it? What exactly?
They haven't told us yet because they have to tell Congress in a probably classified report. It's either the number of silos they've built to hold ICBMs, the number of ICBMs they put in them, or the number of warheads they've added to the missiles. They have built 360 silos, new ones, on top of the ICBMs they have on rail cars. So they may have more ICBMs now than we do or launchers. That may be what the Pentagon will come up with.
Gordon, is this a surprise to you? You followed this story very carefully, that China wanted in some fashion to intimidate the U.S. Is that why they would put those silos in? But remember all that speculation that the silos could be dummies, that there's no way to assume that they're filled with missiles. This news from Defense News suggests there is a way to know whether they're filled with missiles.
Well, I'm sure there's some people, John, in the U.S. government, in the Pentagon, who have a fairly good idea. In the unclassified world, which is where I dwell, you know, I don't know. But we shouldn't be surprised that China has overtaken the U.S. in one or more critical areas, because it's always been clear that they were building a very large nuclear force. So yes, we shouldn't be surprised.
You have a question for Peter, Gordon.
Peter, no one really threatens China. So the question is, why would Beijing build such a large force of nuclear weapons?
I'll ask my friend Mark Schneider, who's with the National Institute of Public Policy, because some of the arms controllers had said, oh, don't worry. They're, as Gordon, as John just said, they're putting dummies in them. They're just there. It's a survivability thing. And the thing is, we would see them building a kind of a garages underneath the missile silos and moving dummies around, shuttling. We thought of doing that here in this country and gave it up because it would cost an extraordinary amount of money. And the Chinese are not doing this. There's no evidence whatsoever. There is evidence, however, that the DF-41, which holds 10 warheads, is going in those silos. So that's number one. Number two, what would the Chinese be doing on this? And that is, if you want to be a world-class hegemon, and you want to take on the United States over Taiwan or the Western Pacific, you have to have the nuclear forces to provide you the undergirding for that hegemonic, your hegemonic ambitions. And the Chinese, I think 1,500 warheads, which is what the projection is by 2035, I believe that's low. I have three studies, one by Jim Howe, one by Rick Fisher, one by myself, which postulate that the Chinese in 2035 will have closer to 3,000 warheads rather than the 1,500 that is being projected. And I base it on what missiles they've already built, the submarines they've built, the bombers they're building, and the ICBMs, loading them at a very kind of a moderate level, not maximum, just kind of normal, would get you to the 3,000 warhead level.
The nuclear weapon policy of the 20th century is back, Peter. So I make a distinction. The counterforce doctrine means you destroy the enemy's capability of launching weapons, launching nukes at you. The countervalue doctrine is you destroy the enemy's cities. Does this fact that they've exceeded us in some category mean anything about those two policies? Does this mean they have now a countervalue as well as a counterforce strike ability?
Oh, no. They've gone. We were told for decades that the only thing the Chinese are going to do is blow up Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, and maybe Chicago, and the Chinese themselves have said that's what their submarines would do. This completely changes their strategy to counter force. They are going after our military capability in Guam, South Korea, Japan, Hawaii. You decide where you want to go. They now have the capability or building the capability to target all those military capabilities, which would be used to defend, for example, Taiwan. So they're going to a very big counter force capability. And as my friend, again, Mark Schneider said, they already have spent $55 billion building railroad cars with missiles on them, tunneling in mountains, and which was revealed about 10 years ago. They spent a fortune on that. That's the survivable part of their. But these weapons are designed to go first.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, you just mentioned that these weapons are designed to go first.
Yes.
Silos in the desert are vulnerable, which means that they must be thinking of quick launches. If you could talk a little bit about that, because although, you know, you're at Hudson, which was Herman Kahn's home. Herman Kahn implored us to think about the unthinkable. So if we can think about the unthinkable for a moment, why do they want a quick use capability?
Intimidation, coercion, and blackmail. Those are that's the ABC of the nuclear game. They would rather not have to fire a single missile, but if they get us to stand down, you know, Mr. Putin has this strategy called escalate to win, and that was adopted by Mr. Yeltsin in 1999. He said, give me a nuclear force that is very highly accurate, very low yield, that can be used in the battlefield, that I can use diplomatically and politically to get the Americans to stand down. That's what the Chinese are doing. They've graduated from this minimal turn fairy tale, which I never believed. And they're now really, you know, they're doing it with the conventional forces too. So they're in the business of trying to intimidate us not to even stand up and just stand down in a fight. You know, as Sun Tzu said, the acme of national security strategy is to win without the other guy fighting. And if you don't have to fight, it's great. And that's what they think we will stand down, Gordon and John. I'm absolutely convinced that's what they're up to.
The START treaty, said to be delayed negotiation with the Russians. My certainty is that the START treaty does not involve China. Is that correct, Peter? And is there any attempt to talk to China about joining START?
We have talked to them about Congress basically was fairly clear. any future arms deal after New START have to be include all weapons, meaning theater weapons, but also should include China as another power. China has said, basically, go away. We're not interested. They did say, if you come down to a couple hundred warheads, then we'll talk, assuming that they only had a couple hundred. So they said, if you reduce to our number, we'll come and talk to you at the table. They have no interest in joining the New START treaty. It expires in 2026. The Russians have talked to us about redoing it and coming up with a new program, but Russia has said absolutely nothing about what a new treaty might look like. So you're 100% right. China has no restriction on its nuclear weapons deployments at all. None. Zero.
Right. Gordon, we have a minute. Quick question.
So, Peter, China's not in New START. We are. Should we get out of New START because the Chinese are not in it and the Chinese and Russians together would have a far bigger arsenal than ours?
I agree. We have to have that debate, and that debate should begin as soon as possible. We're late to even talking about it. What we are hearing today is, oh, no, don't worry. Numbers don't matter. In fact, someone advocated the national interest yesterday that we go down to 200 warheads and it doesn't matter how many China and Russia have. That's kind of we would trade places with China. We'd go minimal deterrence and they would go and have thousands of warheads eventually. So my view is, yeah, numbers do matter. Every arms control deal we signed with Russia and the Soviets said we have to have the same number. Well, if that's the case, then I think numbers do matter. And Gordon, we need to have a debate as to if Russia and China together have 3,000 or 4,000 warheads and we have 1,500 to 2,000, doesn't matter. We may decide it doesn't matter. I'm not sure. There are some people that were very, very smart on this who don't think it matters. I think it matters a great deal in terms of perception about our allies, as well as whether or not we want to get blackmailed and pushed around.
Peter Husey.
So, yes, it does matter.
Peter Husey of the Senior Fellow at the Hudson Institute, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.